You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say on this day of the week? We say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Welcome to a Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It is the 14th of June. And The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM time. Just a minute after the hour, 7 o'clock, I'll be sitting here entertaining you going right through till 10 this morning, trying to get you to where it is you're going in the right frame of mind. Somebody born on this day, the 14th of June, Harriet Beecher Stowe was born on this day. The year was 1811. An American abolitionist. Yes, an abolitionist and an author. Her novel, which you no doubt have heard of, Uncle Tom's Cabin, depicted life for African Americans under slavery. It reached millions as a novel and a play and became influential in the United States and also in the United Kingdom.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
there we go. It's called Get Away, single by Earth, Wind and Fire, released back in 1976. That was on the Columbia record label. Number one on the Billboard Hot One, the Hot Soul chart, and number 12 on the Hot 100 chart. Get Away also peaked at number 12 on the Billboard Dance Singles chart as well. Remix version, by the way, also appears on the soundtrack. Remember, Gran Turismo 4. Keep an eye on the time, 6 after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. There we go, Keith Sweat. And what's he making you do? He says he's going to make you sweat. Time on the Breakfast Show, 9.5 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. It is Wednesday. What do we have lined up for you this morning? What do we do in the 8 o'clock hour on a Wednesday? We have Andreas with us here in the studio, Andreas Clementi, looking at what's been on the movies. And apparently he's been to see the latest Transformer movie. And in the last hour this morning, we've got musicians. We've got Roy Romero coming in together with Jose Sainz. So chatting music in the last hour. Chat about their band. And all the exciting things they've been up to. Right, back to the music. What have we got? We've got Aerosmith. What It Takes. This will take us to our shower song for this Wednesday morning.
There goes my old girlfriend. There's another diamond ring. And picture or find another man. Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made when you don't?
What It Takes, a great power ballad there coming from Aerosmith, written by Steven Tyler together with Joe Perry and Desmond Child. Released in 1989, it was the third single off of their critically and commercially successful 1989 album, simply called Hump. Right, I tell you what, it's time to do this. We're just a few seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so it is time to put you in the shower. You get all the best stuff here, you know, on the Breakfast Show. It's all the real McCoy. Well, this is the real McCoy. Remember this one, Runaway? Great disco favourite for me. Remember it well. running away into the distance there in the shower. Real McCoy. Run away. And, well, that's about it. Time to get you out of the shower. Chop, chop. And on your way to where it is you're going this morning. If you're on the metro, at least now you know you're going to be smelling nice. Yes, of course. Right, don't forget the usual bits and pieces this morning. I mentioned we got Andreas coming in and our two guests in the last hour of this morning's program. But also, in around about 10 minutes, we will be doing our daily look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Local news for you at 8 and 9 o'clock today. And also, of course, in the second hour, we'll be checking in also with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. It's all exciting here on the breakfast. There's no end to it, is there?
I know you're gonna dig this.
Tell you what, those were the days, you know. Yes, when you could scratch your records. Happily, I'm happy to say, actually, they're coming back, aren't they? All the vinyl that's around. Let's say a couple of quicker warnings. We'll get back more in more depth a little bit later on. Talitha, good morning to you. Lovely to hear from you. Been a while. So this is the song I asked about ages ago. Thanks for playing it. I'm not sure if it was the one we played in the shower or that one we just did just now, which was one of my favourite bands, of course, DeFaze and Hell. All right. Also, a very good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning, and to Renee. Renee's not sitting over there in Athens in Greece now. She's over there with hubby from business meetings. And that's in Houston, in Texas. Good morning to you. And we were just chatting, actually, and saying, she normally listens to the breakfast show, in the afternoon, as one would do in Greece. But it seems rather strange listening to the breakfast show in the mornings again. Anyway, I don't care where you are. As long as you're listening, that's perfect for me. Paul McCartney and Wings. Keeping an eye on the time, exactly 24 and a half after the hour 7. Yep, this is the Paul McCartney and Wings and Junior's Farm.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And we're 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news stories for this Wednesday morning. Starting over there in Belarus, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has said that his country has started taking delivery of Russian tactical nuclear weapons, some of which, he said, were three times more powerful than the atomic bombs that the US dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deployment is Moscow's first move of such warheads, shorter range, less powerful nuclear weapons that could potentially be used on the battlefield outside Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union. A close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday there was no reason for Moscow not to destroy its enemy's undersea communication cables, given what he said was Western complicity in the Nord Sea pipeline blasts. A sharp drop in pressure on both pipelines was registered back in September of 26, and the seismologists detected explosions, triggering a wave of speculation about sabotage to one of Russia's most important energy corridors. And President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday that any further mobilization would depend on what Russia wanted to achieve in the war in Ukraine, adding that he was faced the question only he could answer about Russia trying to take Kyiv again. More than 15 months now since Putin sent troops into Ukraine, Russian and Ukrainian forces are still battling with artillery, tanks and drones along a 1,000-kilometre, that's about 600-mile front line, though well away from the capital of Kyiv. China's Foreign Minister Qin Gang urged the United States to stop meddling in its affairs and harming its security in a phone call with his U.S. counterpart on Wednesday, a tense preview to Antony Blinken's visit to Beijing expected in coming days. Qin told Blinken to respect China's core concerns, such as the Taiwan issue, in an effort to arrest declining relations between the superpowers, according to China's foreign ministry. At least 59 migrants drowned early on Wednesday, and more were feared missing after their overloaded boat capsized and sank off Greece in the country's deadliest shipwreck this year, according to the local Coast Guard. By midday, 104 people had been rescued, but it remained unclear how many were on board when the vessel went under, said the authorities. Japanese police arrested an 18-year-old soldier on Wednesday after he shot and killed two instructors and injured a third in a military firing range in central Japan, as the country's defense ministry has reported. The incident, about 9 a.m., in a place called Gifu City, was the first such fatal shooting at a ground self-defense force firing range since 1984. GSDF Chief of Staff General Yasunori Morishita told reporters the three instructors, which public broadcaster NHK said included a man in his 50s and two in their 20s, were taken to hospital where two died, Morishita said. Donald Trump faces a formidable task defending against charges that he illegally kept top secret documents upon leaving the White House in 2021, according to legal experts, who say neither the law nor the facts appear to be on his side. The former U.S. president, who is a candidate to run again in the 2024 elections, pleaded not guilty in Florida federal court on Tuesday. The 37 counts against him include violations of the Espionage Act, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and making false statements to investigators. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers plan to introduce a bill on Wednesday to eliminate a tariff exemption widely used by e-commerce sellers to send orders from China to U.S. shoppers, one of the sponsors has said. Now, the exception, known as the de minimis rule, exempts imports valued at $800 or less from tariffs if the items are shipped to individual customers. The bill would ban such shipments from China immediately upon enactment, sponsor Republican Senator Bill Cassidy said. European shares rose on Wednesday ahead of a broadly priced-in pause in interest rate hikes in the U.S. Federal Reserve, while Entain shares fell sharply after announcing a deal. The pan-European Stock 600 index rose 0.3%, with the Travel and Leisure Index falling 0.8%. London's FTSE 100 index, well, that rose 0.1%. Sterling ticked higher versus the dollar on Wednesday after data showed that Britain's economy grew modestly in April as traders remain unnerved by an earlier release signalling sticky inflation. By 9.27 GMT, the pound was 0.2% up against the dollar and 0.15% higher against the euro at $85.49. Oil prices rose on Wednesday as investors awaited the outcome of the U.S. Federal Reserve's June meeting after bullish oil demand growth forecasts from the International Energy Agency, the IEA, and OPEC. Brent crude futures, they were up 76 cents or 1%. That was at $75.05 a barrel. By 9.16 GMT, U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was up 63 cents or 0.9%, and that's at $70.05. Time on the Breakfast Show, 23 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock, 89.3, Cool FM. Mavericks coming out of Miami in Florida. Formed originally back in 1989. They were active then right through to 2000. Money ran out, then it came back in 2003, just for a year. They went off again in 2004, came back again in 2011, and they're still going, so I'm happy for that. What a great voice Raoul Marlow has there, taking the lead on the track, well, with the band always. Time right now, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are coming down to 23 and a half minutes, and that's before 8 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
In my mind, I always thought I was a different kind. Cause back in time, I used to think that everyone was blind. They always call me as a loser. Zero. When I look into the mirror, there's a superhero. People thought that I would never amount to anything. Dream away the day my thoughts to me were different in. Never could express myself to get the words right. But I'm a different man when they turns to night.
You think I'm crazy that I've lost my senses? The world will finally learn the truth.
Timid, not a go-getter. Every night I roam the streets, try to make them better. Haters wrote me off, I never was bitter. Always fighting for what's right, but I'm not a quitter. When you step into my world, you might not understand. Everybody's acting crazy, getting out of hand. I might bend a law, bit, but I won't break it. Just make it easy for the underdogs to take it.
We light it up.
There we go, two in a row, and two powerful songs there. We started off, by the way, both from the movies. The first one, which was called Wonder Man, that came from the movie Rendell, Dark Vengeance. And the song can be heard in there, and it's performed by the Erasmus. And the second one, Hugh Jackman. With a lot of the cast members there, and that was The Greatest Show, coming from the movie The Greatest Showman. Greatest Show. Far too modest. Banco Nacional and Folk Lab Studio, they present the new single From the Beaches together with Idania Dauman, and What a Wonderful World. There we go, the dynamic Idania Dauman there, with The Beaches, of course, and What a Wonderful World. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou, good morning to you. She was she got to me first this morning, and she says good morning to everybody and asked if we could play a piece of music for her. Comes from Grateful Dead. It's called Box of Rain. Best place to keep it, too. Maybe we could all take a box to the canal, couldn't we? There we go. Yes, that's Grateful Dead there with a box of rain. I said we should all collect one, take it up to the lake so we can keep the old canal going. We're having quite a bit of rain, but apparently it's all coming into the wrong places. So anyway, time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to the top of the hour. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale. Yeah, yeah. Say
shoot, 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 shoot,
baby. Sometimes you cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Yeah, yeah. Say
shoot, shoot, shoot,
baby. The winds are wild, but when it's you.
There we go. Two ladies bring us in there. This one, Diana Ross, together with the Supremes, and what the love light, or when the love light shines. And before that, the Shoop Shoop song, or it's Hail, from Whitney Houston. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? What a beautiful morning. The sun is in between two towers. Yes, I'm back in the city. Got some beautiful veronera growing outside here. We got a tiny, whiny little balcony here on the patio. And there's some beautiful plants still growing there. The sun is shining. It is beautiful morning. Ah, I got the windows open and seeing such beautiful clouds. I can hear the trenque. I can hear it, but I can't see it yet. So it's that sound that the city has. It's like living in a heartbeat. It's constantly going doo, 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 doo. Just delicious, just delicious. All right, so getting some things done around town here today. Hopefully I won't get too wet. I need to ride around on the moto for one thing and car for something else. Gosh knows everything is good when you have no trenque. The avocados, yeah, I brought a couple here. I have about three of them left. The new ones we've discovered are a little more watery than the ones from the front tree. The back tree, it's its first year bearing fruit, so it's been suggested that you have to go and distress the tree. And I said, what does that mean? They says, well, take a stick or a chain and beat it. And I'm like, what do you mean? They said, like, beat it, you know, distress the tree. When you distress the tree, it then says, oh, sorry, I'll bear better fruit next year. I was like, okay, not something I want to do, but if it'll make my tree pop out better aguacates, I'm down for that. Absolutely. Well, the house is all set up. The Aussie is in. He did his first broadcast last night. I think it was a success. Not sure. I think it was some sort of cars that went around in a circle. Yeah, I said, Dean, for commentating, doesn't that get a little bit boring? He says, yeah, when it goes around in a circle, and then there's a caution. And then you have to go five laps with the caution. Then you go and you drive some more in a circle, and then you get a caution. So, yeah, it sounded kind of boring to me, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, so back to work here in the city, and you guys, back to you in the studio.
There we are. Big thanks to Ingrid there in back in the city, which is all rather nice. Now, she mentioned, the Aussie there, and he does commentating on the motor racing, as you probably gathered. So I thought we'd play this. Comes from Yellow. It's for the Aussie this morning. It's the race. We'll be right back.
Kowalski from Palm Springs reporting for Embassy Sports of America. 20 seconds to the start of the...
There we go. That's the yellow and the race. Time on the Breakfast Show. Keep your eye on the time. We are making our way up to 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. It is a Wednesday morning. It's that part of the week.
The best part of the week.
It's that part of the week.
The greatest part of the week. I like my radio voice today.
Good grief.
No? A bit? Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Andreas Clementi is with us this morning for this week's movie review. And what did we see this week?
Oh, God.
Saw the Transformers. Everybody's seen Transformers for years and years and years and...
Your intro of Transformers is my feeling of Transformers. It is such a pointless film. There's no other way of saying this. It is completely unnecessary. It has been done and done and done and done. And they don't seem to try to anything new. Yeah. In their defense, this time they tried a little thing new at the end. At the end, it kind of, oh, there's something different happening. But the first two acts of the film is like, oh, I've seen this over and over and over again. Me and my wife were like, oh my God, how long is this going to take?
But have they tried doing transforming ships?
Man, they've done animals. They've done spaceships.
What do animals transform?
This one has animal transformers.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a gorilla and a cheetah and a...
Right.
And a rhinoceros.
Really?
Eagle. I'm not kidding. They're called Maximals. This is... I don't make this stuff up, my friend. These are creative people. In their defense, this is apparently was a very popular cartoon back in the 80s and 90s. The Maximal things.
Right.
But hey, they're still making money. They're trying to do this whole thing that the multiverse, and they're trying to tie it up to other toy lines. So let's see how it goes.
Right. So
it's a Hasbro film. It literally says Hasbro. So
they make toys, don't they?
Yeah. I saw
once there was a, I think it was on YouTube. This guy actually built this huge truck and a trailer, and they were for sale. You know, they weren't thing, and these things were Transformers.
They
were great, very very clever, but very 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 expensive.
How expensive are we talking about?
Oh, thousands.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. But these were big models. I mean, these were about, you know, a couple of feet, 2 or 3 feet long.
You don't seem like a collectible kind of guy.
I try and collect money, but it doesn't work.
Now, I've been trying for years to do that. You know, it doesn't help. That's why we do radio.
Well, that doesn't help either.
It does not. No. It does not.
Anyway, great to see you. So,
let's get into this film now.
Transformers.
The review.
Uh-huh.
Transformers, Rise of the Beasts.
Okay.
That's why there's animals, Jerry.
Right.
Directed by Stephen Caple Jr. Don't know him. Have never heard of him before. Good for him. Big movie. Starring Anthony Ramos. People might know him from Hamilton. He starred in Hamilton on Broadway.
Oh, okay. Musical. Well, unless you've seen the musical, you wouldn't know him, though.
Really? No, he starred in The Heights, the film that came out a couple of years ago about a Broadway musical, but he was the star in that as well. So,
okay.
So Anthony Ramos is getting a little bit of a vibe.
So he sings, does he?
He raps mostly.
He raps.
He's mostly a hip hop, but he sings. Yes.
They do that at Arosha at Christmas time.
I'm sorry.
They do that in Arosha at Christmas.
No, without the W, my friend.
Oh right.
Yeah, he poetically sings.
Okay.
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 Dominic Fishback.
Who?
That's her name, Dominic Fishback.
Is that a Transformer? Or?
No, that's one of the actresses, and pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I was impressed by her.
Did she get a fishback?
No, don't go there.
Okay. Sorry.
Give us the plot, Jerry. The plot.
No, it's too short.
Eh, come on. Two lines.
It's not two lines, it's just one line
it's
on my
three
computer.
Lines on my phone.
Yeah, because your phone is small.
Fair enough, but...
You thought of buying a bigger one.
I haven't, though. This is a 6S. I don't know what...
So
what number.
Up to about 14
I know, right? This is an old phone. People make fun of me, but hey.
Yeah, well, that's normal.
I don't throw stuff out.
Right. Here we go with the plot. During the 90s, a new faction of Transformers, the Maximals, join the Autobots as allies. This is in the battle for Earth.
There you go. the Maximals. Good job by you.
Thank you.
Anyways,
do I get an Oscar?
You don't.
Oh.
Positive, you don't. Let's go with positives real quick.
This is going to be a quick one today.
I know. I am game, first of all, for any movie based in the 90s. I love it. I'm a huge fan. I love the nostalgia. And in this movie, they have a Porsche Carrera 911. Looks beautiful.
They've been looking the same since the 1930s.
I don't know why, man, but I've always been a fan of that car. And it's one of the main cars in this movie. And I loved it. And again, there's a lot of, especially at the beginning of the movie, in the first act, there's a lot of 90s references. And I'm all in, man. A kid is wearing like a Power Rangers t-shirt. Another guy is like watching Arsenio Hall. I'm gay, man. I love me some 90s nostalgia. I was raised in the 90s.
I was old in the 90s.
You were already an adult.
Well into being an adult.
Oh, here we go. Don't give that away, Jerry.
Okay.
Don't give that away.
All right.
But anyways, I'm gay for that. I'm always fun of that. Anthony Ramos is a great leading man. I'm telling you, he's starting to build a little bit of a resume. People are starting to get him. He did In the Heights. Sadly, it was during the pandemic, so it kind of bombed. But it was really well reviewed. He's doing Transformers. I think it made a good chunk of money on its first weekend, which is pivotal. And the movie is set up for continuation, for more movies. And more tie-ins to G.I. Joe's as well. So we might be seeing a lot of Anthony Ramos in the near future.
Okay, I'll watch out for him.
Now what he needs to get is a good, like, sink your teeth into acting role. Give me a drama, Anthony Ramos. Give me something like, as you called him, a grown-up movie. Give us a grown-up movie, Anthony Ramos. That's my take.
Well, you'll never review it, I guess.
I will, like The Whale. We talked about The Whale here. Super sad film.
Yeah, I never saw it. Though.
You know what's funny? A little segue. My I said my daughter is turning one on Saturday, and I invite my mom, like, hey, we're going to a pool if you want to join us. And she's like, fine. I'm going to, like, a film discussion of The Whale at 9 in the morning. And I'm like, The Whale, the movie? You're like, yeah. That's a pretty depressing 9 in the morning kind of activity. This movie is, if you haven't seen The Whale, this movie is about a 600-pound man that can't get out of his couch, and he wants to kill himself. It is an incredibly acting performance by Brendan Fraser.
Your mother reviews movies?
No, she wants to listen. There is a cine photo about this film. I don't know.
Oh, shame.
So they discuss the film.
She might have made a good job of it.
She might have been better than me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was 100%. Thinking of it at the time, yeah.
Hey, man, my mom can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to moms. Anyways, back to the review. Pete Davidson. He's in everything right now.
Famous Saturday Night Live comedian. Excuse me.
Yeah.
What happened to Dominique Fishback?
We jumped one.
We did.
But, Jerry, you gotta improvise.
Well, I did. I told you.
You gotta let me know so I jump back up without the audience noticing I made a mistake. Come on, man. You come from theater. You know better than that.
It would be better if I told the people when you got it right.
Yeah. Let's head back to the last one.
Dominique Fishback.
Dominique Fishback sells the brainy side of the human heroes. She plays a scientist, an archaeologist kind of figure. And, hey man, those things have a lot of jargon, a lot of scientific jargon. They need to seem smart. You need to, as an audience, buy the fact that this person is incredibly smart. And she does a great job at it.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has great timing. She's very in the moment. It must be the hardest thing in the world acting against pretty much nothing. Because obviously these are CGI Transformers.
Uh-huh.
And they pull it off. And Dominic does a great job. Let's head to the next one. Pete Davidson, comedian from SNL. He is in making a bit of a splash here. He's in movies. He's in TV shows. And now he's the voice of Mirage, one of the Transformers and the leading Transformer, you would say, other than Optimus Prime. And he's good. He has great chemistry with Anthony Ramos. I think they they're buddy buddy kind of thing. They're buddy cop kind of dynamic, and it kind of sells. I'm buying that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool end fight. This is the third act with a brand new human weapon. Did not see this coming, and that's why I said in the beginning that they did try something different at the end. And I'm not going to spoil it to anybody, but it's fun to watch. It's a different way of having these CGI robots fighting, which we haven't seen before. And also makes it a little more relatable because there's a human involved in one of the fights. It's not just two CGI machines fighting. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that a little bit.
Okay.
And the last one, fun multiverse idea. I did not see this coming, but Hasbro obviously wants to try to do the Marvel thing and have multiple of their properties in the same kind of environment. So they brought, and I'm going to spoil this for anybody who doesn't want to listen, but they bring in at the end the G.I. Joes, also a Hasbro property, to bring in into the Transformers universe. So that might be fun. It's going to take a lot of creative writing to make that happen and make it a believable connection, but let's see how it goes.
Multiverse.
Yeah, multiverse thing.
I thought multiverse was a long poem.
No.
No?
I don't think you're.
No?
No, no. Oh. I don't think you're.
Okay.
A mistake.
Alright. Negatives.
Negatives.
Looks like we got just as many negatives.
No, the negatives are deeper. And that's why I call the movie pointless. The screenplay three-act structure is horrible. I am so tired of these movies. I'm so tired. The MacGuffin plot is becoming satire at this point. How many times can this movie start exactly the same way? Oh, the robots found an object that is mystical and can save the Earth or destroy the Earth or save the Autobots planet, and they need to keep them away from the bad guys. That is the same plot for now 7 films? Come on, man. Get creative. All heroes are useless and, in fact, make everything worse. It's funny sometimes when you watch a movie and you start looking at the writing. When every decision made by the heroes make things worse, you have a writing problem.
Mm-hmm.
When the Autobots is like, we cannot let the bad guys get this artifact, and the bad guys immediately get the artifact, and they're like, oh, but the artifact was split. We have the other half. We need to protect this half now. We can't let the bad guys have this half. And the bad guys immediately get that second half. You have a writing problem. Like, it is moronic. And this happens in all Transformer movies. And in this one is no exception. The amount of exposition dialogue is off the charts. Obviously, you're trying for the audience to understand what this artifact is and all the mystical things of the Autobots and aliens are. So you have characters just ranting off exposition dialogue. For people out there who don't know what exposition dialogue is when a character in a movie explains something as if they're explaining to another character so the audience can understand what they're talking about. For example, in a part of this movie, they're like, okay, this weapon, the transwarp key, is something, and they start going off what the transwarp key is. This is exposition dialogue, because obviously you're trying to explain something to the audience that's watching the film, not the characters in the movie. This movie is packed with this kind of stuff. And the film is incredibly repetitive. Again, this goes to the other point of the three-act structure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's keep it away from the bad guys. No, let's take it away. Oh, don't destroy it, please. We need it. We need it to save our planet. Well, guess what? The bad guys do it, and you end up destroying it. Like, it's just over and over. I'm so tired of these movies. And you know what? I keep going back to them, Jerry.
I know. And when the next one's out, you'll come back and you'll
no,
go
that's
back.
That's part of my final comments. Yeah, I'll mention that a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Should we take a piece of music?
Take a piece of music.
Okay.
We need it.
Don't we just?
Yeah.
This jam goes out to all of our brothers and sisters out on the road in this beautiful country of ours, working hard, working long hours, away from home for weeks at a time, being tired, driving to strange places, backing into tight places, unloading freight, eating greasy food, and filling out those logbooks. Keeping our country going, working hard for a dollar by keeping the pedal to the metal. On the big rigs. Better
in the brandy lane. Watch out for the eye of the sky. Hammer down. Stay out of the pickle pot. Driving a dragonfly. Passing a pumpkin. Here comes Smokey. Sleep it off at Wally World.
10-4, good buddy.
Big rig. Got a big rig. Got a big rig. Big rig, buddy.
Hey, Roy Ball. This is Guitar Man. You got your ears on good, buddy? You need to watch the jig break in that old Peterbilt, buddy. She's sticking hard. 10-4, good, buddy.
Got a big rig, baby. Got a big rig, baby. Big rig.
Good buddy.
Oh, there we go. We've got our own very own transformer for you there, you see.
There you go.
There you go, you see.
Has a little bit of country in that
song.
Bit of,
yeah, it's a little bit of country. In actual fact, that's one of my guests in the last hour.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Rod Romero, I think he's calling himself. I got so many different names for him, but that's Roy Bob and the Country Carousers.
Oh, there. So they are country.
And it's called Big Rig.
It makes sense.
Okay. Then put your ears on, big buddy. That reminds me of Convoy, which came out in the 1960s. C.W. McCall made that one. That's good. I like that.
That's a deep take.
But it is a deep take. Oh, time for a lie down. okay, let's look at your...
final comments.
Your final comment.
Here we go.
Because I want to tell you about what I've been watching.
Yeah, yeah. Final comments?
Mm-hmm.
It's just dumb.
Okay, moving on. Now, there's more?
A little bit more. That's okay. Intro to the final comic.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
The franchise is too repetitive. This is the 7th film, and all of them have the same plot line. A Transformer artifact is presented, and the good guys need to keep it away from the bad guys. Cannot believe the lack of creativity, and worst of all, cannot believe these films keep being box office hits. Said all this...
Because people like you keep going to see them.
Yeah. I will be... first in line if they bring the G.I. Joes into the franchise. I know. They're going to pull me back in, Jerry. When the next trailer hits and, like, G.I. Joes are in Transformers.
G.I. Joes, what are these? These little green men?
No, those are army men.
Oh.
G.I. Joes were the, come on, G.I. Joes, the action figures from the army.
You know this is radio. Doing the movements
I know.
Doesn't help.
I know.
It really
Super
doesn't
fair.
Help.
It's more of an audio medium.
Yasmin will get it.
She got it. She got it. It was for her. It was a performance for her.
Nice move. You look like a little robot.
Man, I can still do it.
Yes.
I can still do it.
Move.
Anyways, this movie just... I wouldn't waste my time going to the movies to see this.
But you're going to go to the next one, right?
100%.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But go. Just for people out there, I recommend just waiting for it on a streamer and just enjoy it, I guess, with some beers.
And drink those first before watching it.
Maybe. By the way, you will predict everything that happens. there you go.
All right. Well, listen, we got a comment. Renee here. She says, "The whale is dark and depressing."
It is. Enjoy that at 9 in the morning, Mom.
Just sounds like my kind of movie. Yes, you know, if real life isn't depressing enough, let's go to the movies.
I like those kind of movies though. But I saw The Whale in a correct environment, not at 9 in the morning, before going to a birthday party.
That's what your mum did.
She's going to do that on Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, she's doing that on Saturday.
She's, before she comes to my daughter's birthday, she's going to go watch the whale and talk about it for 2 hours.
Well, that'll make the...
she will show up giddy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have been watching on Netflix.
Here we go.
And I'm really... It has me in hysterics. I mean, it's difficult for anything to make me laugh out loud.
Other than me, obviously.
Well, right, but that's just when you walk in the room.
Got it.
No, I mean, this movie is making me laugh.
TV show.
It's called Furbar, and it is starring... Well, you watched the first episode.
I did.
You know, it's starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's brilliant. I love him. But the casting on that show is fantastic. It's just really funny.
I think that's one of the keys on that show, that the surrounding players around Arnold are great. Like, uh-huh, the chemistry, uh-huh, between them and the back and forth in the dialogue. It's really funny. And as you said before we got on, he's not trying to be action hero Arnold.
No, he's just trying to
do the comedy bit, and he does it well.
No, he does. I mean, I'm enjoying him. So we watched The Good Lady and I. We watched three episodes at the weekend, and we watched another one last night. And that surprised me, because funny enough, when I first saw it, I thought it was a movie.
Okay.
But of course it's not. It's a series.
It's a TV show, yeah.
And, I'm just not looking forward to it ending.
By the way, you know what you gotta do now, next? You gotta leave a beard and dye it brown. So you have the white hair and brown beard. Arnold has it around, but it's ridiculous. I don't understand how a costume designer was like, hey man, you know what? Let's even out the hair a little bit.
Cause I think the hair has definitely had a little bit
dyed.
Of a tint.
100% it's dyed. But it looks so weird, because the beard is completely white. It's not like salt and pepper. It is completely white, and he has dark brown hair. And you're like, it looks weird, man.
Yeah.
It looks weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got sort of white eyebrows.
Does he?
Yeah,
I haven't noticed that one.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, I think he's fabulous in it. And the storyline is great. It's
fun. For people out there who don't know, it's about a CIA agent that retires but gets pulled back in.
Mm-hmm. And has to work, or they have to go and rescue
another operative,
agent.
Yeah.
Another agent is captured or in an awkward position. And he is sent to rescue this agent. And when he gets there, it's his daughter.
It's his daughter.
And she never knew he was an agent. He never knew that she had joined. The whole sort of story takes off.
That dynamic is fun.
And the relationship between father and daughter. And it, first class. Really enjoyed it. So Furbar. Make it Furbar is the name of it. And you've watched the documentary as well.
Yeah, but I was going to say about that show, the key on that show will be if they pull off the father-daughter relationship throughout the film, throughout the TV show. Because that's the emotional core of that show. You got to pull that off, and the comedy and the action is side, but you got to pull off that relationship to evolve and get better.
Well, it is. I mean, it is evolving into a relationship,
exactly.
Father and daughter relationship,
an honest relationship, which obviously they didn't have before. Mm. But yeah, I'm excited to keep watching it. I've only seen one and enjoyed it.
It's something I've I watch stuff, but this one I'm really and the good lady Christina,
she enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah. So Furbar. If you haven't watched it, do, because it'll give you a little bit of a chuckle.
Yeah, Netflix did a little double whammy with Arnold, and they pulled out a documentary on his life, which I did see the first two episodes on that. He divides it in three. The first one, it talks about his life as an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, his life as an actor, and the third one, his life as a politician. And I've seen the athlete and the actor part, and it's fascinating. In the athlete part, I didn't really understand, or I still actually don't understand the whole bodybuilding thing about it. But it does seem like it's a really competitive thing. It's really...
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I remember as a kid, and I mean, this is how he started it, because I watched another little thing on YouTube. He was giving a motivation speech. And it was, you know, he talked about how he started and... How he, you know, when he was young, he didn't have that thing to focus on, that objective. And he said he picked up a magazine or whatever, and there was this guy, I can't remember this guy's name, and he was Mr. Universe.
I think it was John Weaver.
You might be right.
I think he talks about him.
In my time, it was probably easier. It was Charles Atlas. His name was, there was a guy, Charles Atlas, that was his name.
And was he Hercules?
I honestly don't.
Maybe I'm wrong. There's a guy, in the documentary he talks about the guy who played Hercules back in the day was the guy that motivated him.
Okay.
Something like that.
Anyway, but, you know, this is what he saw, and he sort of basically, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And he goes in about, this is on this sort of particular motivation, he goes in about how he then went and pushed himself and pushed it. And he says, I enjoyed every minute of it because I had a goal. I had something to accomplish. And it's very true enough. He says, you know, this is the thing, always have something to move ahead with. This guy is smart. I mean, he's, and you mentioned, you know, apparently he was a millionaire because I didn't know this.
Yeah. In the documentary, he talks about the fact that while he was a bodybuilder, his mentor taught him a little bit like where to invest his money.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he invested a lot in real estate, and apparently he made a buck doing this, and he was well off before he became an actor. So good for him. By the way, talking a little bit about his drive, he seems like a guy who has a lot of drive. He always focuses on that. But he does mention something a little bit about his childhood and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he had a very strong-willed dad, to the point that he was tough on them. And he mentioned the fact that there are some people that thrive under that pressure and under that kind of regime, and some people that buckle. And his brother buckled, and his brother died.
From a
car accident, drunk driving car accident. And he used it as fuel to drive him to be always better, better, better. And it's funny because that is my take on sport athletes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing that separates the greatest from the okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
when you
think of Michael Jordan's, when you think of Messi's, when you think of Ronaldo's, these people thrive under the pressure, thrive under when the thing gets really tough, they can make it. The people that when people are yelling and they're dismissing you and they're criticizing you and you go introverted and you cannot like show your true self, you will not make it. That is a promise. And I know this because of me. I've always enjoyed sports. I've always played sports. But I've always been a guy that I've never been very good, very receptive at the coaches, for example, yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
Never been great. I get it going to myself and I don't play well. That is the difference between that's why I never became greatest player on my team, because I feel that I couldn't handle that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And Arnold talks a lot about that he used that.
I like pressure. I mean, I this is something, and I think it stems because, you know, I mentioned before, I sort of suffer from anxiety since, you know, my early 20s. And the thing is that when I became a broker in the City of London, it was an asset. It was because the adrenaline is always going.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're getting an overdose of adrenaline, so you're always sharp, you're always on it. And I used to love doing the deal. That was the thing. And, you know, and then when I say doing a deal, not a detriment, but when you do a really good deal, everybody, all the parties are happy. You know, the buyer's happy, the seller's happy, you're happy, you made a bit of money. And doing the deal was always the thing. That was the thing that I loved. And I miss it now. But the thing is, it's like, you know, people say, well, you know, why don't you just, why are you doing a radio show? It's simple. I like deadlines. I like to have to get up in the morning and have to do something.
You like a routine.
It's not just a routine, but it's you know, deadline. And I like being under pressure to do things.
Okay.
I think you're right. Some people can deal with that. And
some people can't.
No.
It's a complete mental thing. And in sports, they talk a lot about playing tight. Playing tight means you're nervous. And the people that are able to take that pressure and not tighten up and just play loose and understand that, oh, you missed a shot, you'll get the next one, doesn't matter. But there's people that, oh, you missed a shot, it gets into your brain, you miss another shot, it gets into your brain, and you start building up and you just play horribly. that's the difference between greatness and okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Arnold seems like he had the mentality of, hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take this pressure on. Growing. And he became a superstar with an accent that nobody freaking understands him. He still has a... He still has a voice that's not like, oh, look at this leading man. But he made it work for him.
But that's great. I mean, it works. But, no, I mean, you said you're not sort of don't feel that you're going to be too interested in when he becomes a politician.
No, to me,
that is the part I want to see, because here you have this guy who is a bodybuilder and he's a movie star and he's a Terminator and he'll be back and whatever, is how somebody can adapt to it. A massive change in what they do and what they have to deal with. And he was a very popular governor of California.
Was he good? I don't remember.
I don't know. That's what I really want to see.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. Now, tell me, what is on your radar for this next week?
Oh, my God, I'm excited for this week, Jerry. And I know Jasmine is as well. Because we get a superhero, Jerry.
Hang on. Yes, man.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Look, you went to the movies, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did.
You went to see what?
Flash.
There we go. Boom.
But I'm not going to say anything.
You can't. I don't think you can.
So, now, I asked you when you said you were going to say, is this a Flash Gordon thing?
No, man. You again, oh, this is your age.
This is a dirty raincoat thing.
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the fastest man alive. The Flash.
Oh, right. Yes. That one.
But I'm excited, man. And they bring back Michael Keaton as Batman. 1989 Michael Keaton as Batman. Love it.
Without giving anything away.
No, do not talk about this movie.
Oi. Oi. Excuse me.
Okay.
My show. Mouth shut.
Fair enough.
Okay. No, shut. Thank you. Without giving anything away, yes. Good or bad?
My son is like Andreas, and he said he loved it.
Here we go.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. Well,
that says a lot about how she felt about it, huh?
Say no more.
Yeah.
So far, it looks like we got a 50-50.
I know, right? I'm excited, man. This movie is interesting because they're trying not to do a lot in this film.
You haven't seen it yet.
But no,
you don't get invited. You don't get invited.
I never get invited to these things.
I can understand that because you review things, and I wouldn't want you reviewing anything of mine.
Why not? I am very objective on my reviews.
You'll be able to join in the conversation next week.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
All right. So,
man, there's some good movies coming up. There's Indiana Jones. I'm sure you're going to want to go watch.
Oh, another one of those. That's good.
Well, you're not an Indiana Jones guy?
I was, but again, it became repetitive. The same type of story, and Indiana Jones is knocking on a bit now.
My thing is, the last one was so bad, I'm hoping they redeem themselves.
You really like going to bad movies, don't you?
I like to go to every movie, got to be honest.
Oh, dear.
It's true.
All right, yes, well, we're going to be flashing next week then.
Okay, sure.
Oh, whoa. Let me know, so I'm not coming. Let's do Zoom better.
No, because you'll have seen it by then.
Yeah, I hope so.
You're going to see it.
Oh, I'm going to, yes.
Yes. Okay. I got a bated breath. I can't wait to what Yasmin has to say.
I think you might enjoy this one.
I probably would. But the thing is, I see, I can't sort of get my butt into the theaters for some reason.
Yeah, I've been trying to pull you in for many, many years now. And
I know,
but
I'm already married.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bad times.
Oh, wonderful. Well, look, you have a great week.
I hope so.
You know?
We got a birthday. We got Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be a...
Oh, yes, you're a busy week.
Yeah.
And how is... Because the little one's just 1 year of age.
1 year, man.
Yeah. And how are they? Because they've always seemed to have... health issues.
Yeah,
are they getting better?
I don't know what happened with this kid generation that I feel half my job is take care of colds.
Uh-huh.
And my daughters have get sick every 2 weeks. They're with a cold. And yeah.
So put them outside. Let them play with worms and dirt and all this. And because this is the... You know, when I was a kid, we used to go out and play. We used to...
I agree.
And that builds up your immune system. You know, motley cuddling kids is not a good idea.
Apparently what happened was the pandemic kind of messed up their immune system to my daughter's generation.
Probably.
Because she was 2 when that happened, and she came back to school at 3.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't build that immune system, and now all kids get sick all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, right now, they're healthy-ish, and we're going to have a good time, hopefully.
Good. Yeah. All right, man. Well, take care of yourself.
All the best.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Andreas Clementi with us for this week's movie review. Still plenty to come on this morning's program. 2 guests coming in. We got Rob Romero, and also we have Roy Romero and Jose Sainz coming in to join us talking about their music. Right, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
We're up all night to the sun.
lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
There we go, yes, the Daft Punk and Get Lucky. Time on The Breakfast Show, 17 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget we are with you Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning until 10. So we've still got a little while ago. We've got guests coming in. I know they're trying to park their car at the moment, so as soon as we've got them in the studio, we'll be chatting with them. Always plenty going on here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
To win back your love again, I will. Can bring back your love someday, I will. Thank you.
tell you what, it's a 6.5 minute long track, that one, but it's worth every single second. That's Still Loving You. Comes from the German band, the Scorpions, released back in June of 1984. Second single from their ninth studio album, which was called Love at First Sting. The song reached number 64 in the Billboard Hot 100. Should have got a lot higher than that. But was much more successful in Europe, reaching the top five in several countries. So they are the Scorpions. By the way, formed in Hanover in Germany. Keep an eye on the time. We are exactly 24 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.
beneath the white fire of the moon. Love's wings are broken all too soon. We never learn her together alone. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a hard stone? Turn the wheel and break the chain. Put steel to steel and laugh at pain. We dreamers in castles and made of sand. Your heart was a stone. Look at the headlines, big crowd at the crazy house. Long queue for the Joker shoes. Stand around in the ring with love. Do you lose and win? Oh, win and lose. We reign like mercy.
It's better than coffee.
We go. The Beatles, of course, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. Happy to say my guests arrived here in the studio. We'll be chatting with them in just a few minutes.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenido a Panama. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Panama. Coronado is the land of the palm trees, sea breeze, mountains, beautiful people, and love. You want love? You want love? Enjoy us in Coronado.
Welcome to Coronado. This is our song of love to you. This is our song of love to you. A Coronado love song. A Coronado love song. Coronado.
Tell you what, that band is tight. I love the music. It's called Coronado Love Song, and it's made by my guests with me here on the breakfast show this morning. We've got Roy Romero and Jose Sainz. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jerry.
Oh,
good to see you. Am I too loud? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Try out in the hallway.
There you go.
So, listen, we played one of your tracks earlier on when we were doing the Big Rig.
Right.
That when we were talking about the Transformers with Andreas. What's your background musically?
My background is like a lot of people. I went crazy when I was a kid and I heard the Beatles.
Really?
So
okay.
I went mad about the Beatles. And so I've loved music ever since. And kind of like you, I have to give you a compliment right off the bat. It's just, number one, it's such a pleasant feeling to listen to you in the morning. Number two, your variety of music was a little bit astounding. I couldn't believe the other day.
I played a bit of opera yesterday.
I don't think there's anything off limits for you, Jerry. I just, the
program is very sort of, off the cuff, because I sit down at 7 o'clock in the morning and haven't got a clue where we're going, you know. But yeah, no, I mean, music is music. There's no, Well, there is such a thing as bad music, but the thing is, you know, there is, there's good music in every type of genre. You know, like I mentioned yesterday, we played some opera. We play, you know, 60s right through to today, because there's, you know, it's quite well disguised, but there's some really good music around today. Oh, yeah. If you dig deep enough. But so the Beatles got you started.
Got me started.
Yes.
And I was afraid to play guitar. I had a fear of playing guitar. I thought you could cut your fingers on the strings. So I went the
It's
the
not cheese way, you know.
Well, you could if you're not doing it right, I guess. But so I went the route of Ringo Starr. I was playing drums, and I've played drums for many years,
okay,
off and on, professionally. And in the States, you confessed earlier that you liked disco. So when I was in bands, disco was big, which I liked. But at the same time, British rock. You know, I'm talking about Cream and, of course, Jimi Hendrix, Traffic, all those great bands.
Yeah.
That's what I came up with. Then I got into jazz. I got into world music. I got into Brazilian is a favorite of mine. And so now that I'm here, thanks to my friend and our rapper and our music, Jose, I've gotten into to Panamanian music. And, you know, I was already familiar with Ruben Blades.
Right.
I was familiar with the South Soul Orchestra when I was in the States. Mm-hmm. They were pretty big for a while during the disco days. And you know, listen to salsa. So he says, if you're going to play music again, Roy, do some salsa. Get you some horn players and things like that. I said, yeah, I want to do that. Then I got introduced by Pablo Quintero, who has the studio where we record. I got introduced to him to some of the typical music, Nenito Vargas and artists like that, and the accordion. So I feel real blessed to be here. As you know, my background was in rock and country. I recorded in Nashville with some great players, and I've got some absolutely... I'm overwhelmed by how creative and how melodic and talented the people that recorded on the CD that Jose and I are doing. And can I name some of the people?
Of course you can.
I they claim to be your friends. You can give me a thumbs up or thumbs down.
I probably owe them money.
Well, you're not easy to find for me, so you don't think you have to worry.
I don't live in Arusha, by the way.
So, well, we recorded at Pablo Quintero's Insomnio Studios. I just go down the list as it pops into my head. My co-writer is John Carney, who know.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal guitarist.
Absolutely.
And just had a lot of fun, you know, writing these and putting these together. And he's on guitar. I've got on bass Eduardo Crocamo, who you know.
Of course, yeah.
And in-demand guy. I was fortunate enough to, through Pablo, really, fortunate enough to run into actually, when the first time I visited his studio, I heard Weechi Lopez.
Oh, okay.
Who plays trumpet with Ruben Blades. Also, Jose Guerra, his conga player. So they're both on it. Phenomenal musicians. They added such a flavor. And who am I leaving out? Oh, young fella named Marco Carrizo, who is a rising superstar on the accordion. We had two gals doing background vocals, Liz and Valeria. I thought they did a phenomenal job. They're just they're great. They were recommended to me by Anibal De Leon, a very popular drummer here in Panama. The drummer, I played drums on some of the tracks, and then a very popular drummer here, Emilio Coriani.
Okay.
Coriani, that's here too. And then, of course, Jose on rap, and I hope I didn't leave anybody out. I mean, it's a little early for me, but.
I don't think so. You're doing well so far.
Oh, good. Yeah. Thank
you. What's because I tell you what, listening to, I think it's the next track I got up here, which got the girls on harmony. That is, Bit of Wind. They go, it reminded me, I was listening to it, and it just, you know, not exactly, but I thought, oh, Mamas and Papas, that sort of reminds me of, you know, my younger days.
Wow, you've got a good, I'm sure you've got a fantastic music encyclopedia in your mind, and that's the same era, because that is one of my favorite American bands. The group is called Moby Grape. So we did a few covers, And then we did some originals, and those girls did a great job on that. And so I had to work on the arrangement with John Carney. He didn't like the originals so much, even though it was one of my favorite songs, but it shows you what a nice guy is. He relented and agreed to do it anyway. And then we had, you know, all the great musicians, and those, the ladies were outstanding. I mean, they were just,
yeah, some beautiful harmony in there. Yeah. Anyway, let's take a quick listen to some of that. This is Bitter Wind, the master, here on The Breakfast Show. There we go. That's really nice. Bitter Wind. And tell me a little bit more about the girls. You know.
First, I better say hello to my wife. Hi, Teresa. Hi, Frankie. The girls were referred to me by a fabulous drummer here in Panama, Anibal De Leon.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know them. And just based on his friendship, I had seen a video of Liz, and Liz can sing just off the charts. She can do Mariah Carey, she can do Whitney Houston, things like that. So I think she fronts her own band occasionally, and she does these recording sessions. Mm-hmm. So I just called her, we talked a little bit, I emailed her some of the basic tracks, and she just came in and did it. And her friend, Valeria, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing her name. It could be Valeria. I don't really know her
Valeria.
Name.
Valeria.
Oh, it sounds with the B. That's right. Valeria.
Like a B. Yeah. Hey, and tell me, Jose, how did you get involved with this guy?
Well, when he's coming to Panama, he moved from USA into Pedacito.
Yeah,
and later he moved to the area of Coronado. I was tell him to bring his pet, you know, Franklin.
Oh, right.
And then when they land in the airport, you know, I start to talk with them, and later in the time, you know, I find where he play music, he play drum like a salsero.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, why you don't, you are Latino in your blood, in your hands, and he was smiling, but I said to him, why you don't making some record where you meet your experience in USA with the Latin people, and then start to make music, and now he's doing step by step, slow, but you know, safe. And he loves what he's doing. He got a nice voice, better than me, my one.
Yeah, but you're a rapper, you talk.
Yeah,
you
I talk.
Eloquently, you see, that's it, I can tell.
I talk like a...
Yeah, he's not cheap either, by
like a Panamino.
Like a Panamino. So, but I mean, you know, you've got this history of music, you're making some great tracks, but what are you doing to get out there? I mean, because you say you're playing with John, you're playing with Eduardo and all these guys, but have you got a fixed band?
This is a music project that we do want to do some gigs with. And probably what happened was that when Jose Guerra on congas and when Wichy Lopez came in, on trumpet. John is my, Carney is my musical partner in crime, but I think we both felt that they added so much to the music, and Jose too, he's my other partner in crime here, but those two added so much to the music that we want to do a gig with them. And when you look at all the vocalists and percussionists and instrumentalists, it's about 11, 12 piece band.
Great.
So,
but you can tell that. I mean, like I said,
I hope so.
And what I like to hear is that, you know, not the just standard. I mean, I love to hear the trumpets. I love to hear violins in tracks which you bring in. And of course, as I said, you're working with Eduardo, you're working with John and these great musicians, and you can tell because the band is tight. I was sort of taking the Mickey out of you a little bit with the Coronado love. Some because Coronado love, you know, we both said, well, we could probably do that at karaoke. but I love the instrumental section there. I mean, if that was, you know, I would have just put the Coronado love, just sort of in the middle there or something, and perhaps the waves of the sea, just to sort of make it a sort of like a kind of, because the band is brilliant. I mean, I was bopping up and down to that the other day.
I'm really glad you said that. Because in any CD I've made, I think I got 5 CDs out now.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are country blues or really like Moby Grape and the Mom of the Pine. It's kind of acid rock country. It's kind of acid rock country, my earlier stuff. But I'm glad you said that because I've always been blessed to play with such great musicians. And now here, the same situation, that I almost don't care so much about. I enjoy it now. I enjoy drumming.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I didn't want to sing, but I don't really care about my singing so much. That's more or less to get a melody going and to give a canvas for these great musicians to play. So a lot of the songs are long and feature a lot of solos.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make music that people like, but at the same time, one of my favorite things is to hear great soloists and you know, the fellows on this recording. Everybody shocked us. I mean, John Carney stepped up and just did some, to me, iconic melodies. Jose was there. Here's a little funny story. Jose was there when this young Marco Carrizo was there, the accordion player. And Marco was really getting into it. And I was just floored by the beautiful counter melodies that he was playing to the songs. After he played, Jose said to him, hey, I really like you because when you play, you dance like a chicken. Everybody cracked up. I said, what is Jose talking about? It made sense to everybody else but me, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not sure. Was that a compliment, Jose, when you said that? Or just...
what they look like.
You know, the thing is, you see, we're the same era. We used to do the funky chicken, you know.
There's the funky chicken. And doesn't Mick Jagger dance a little bit like a chicken, you know?
Well, yes, he does. And he can still do it in his 80s, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, that's
you
amazing.
Know? Yeah. It's incredible. And he's not done anything with his face either. It's a road map of his life on there. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But we've only got about a minute and a half to go, unfortunately. But what are your plans? I mean, are we going to be able to get you guys out together somewhere?
The two fellas are touring. with Reuben Blades right now. So
okay.
We want them to get back. And they've both suggested to me to try to do it maybe the third week in September. I mean, they're on a long trip. Venezuela, they're Spain, they're everywhere. So we do kind of want to wait till they get back and try to do something there. I have to make sure that Jose's not working. So because, you know, he's also a great showman. He's one of the... or I've heard he's one of the best salsa dancers here. So I think not only is the music going to be
excuse
great,
me, do you do the chicken?
No, I'm doing different.
Oh, you do?
he does the pollo asado.
No, he got my two little boys.
Yeah.
They like pipa fria songs. You know, he's covered song where he makes pipa fria. And they love that music. They're dancing around 10 p.m., you know, before they went to sleep. They
right. Oh, really? Fria. Yeah. Yes. Oh, wonderful. I love it. I love it. Well, look, I tell you what, you've got to keep in touch with us and let us know what you're doing. We've got some of your tracks here, so we'll keep pushing those out. And, I mean, don't leave it so long. Come back and see us. Let us know what you're up to. And in future, leave earlier.
What did you say, Jerry?
In future, leave earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I left at 6 in the morning.
6?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about the traffic, by the way?
You know, this is a classy first-class show. I thought you'd have a valet and parking for your guests, a little billboard with Jose and my name on it. You know, this is a first-class operation. But it was tough to find a parking space this morning.
Yes, and Arosha isn't exactly closed. But look, you made it. That's the main thing. And now you know where we are.
Right.
So, you know, don't be a stranger.
Right.
All right?
Absolutely.
So, Jose...
Yeah.
And Roy Romero.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I got to wrap up.
Thank you.
But hang around. We'll chat.
Thank you, Jack.
Right. So again, big thanks to Roy and to Jose. Also, of course, let's not forget Andreas Clemente for this week's movie review. So we will be back with him next week. He's going off to see, was it Flash? So that'll be good for a laugh. Also, big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's in the city at the moment, or making her way into the city, but lives out there in El Valle. Big thanks to her, and also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, in Windsor. Does a lot of our sort of background information, our birthdays, etc., etc. So big thanks to Neil, the boys and girls, group of Grada, who switch us on and turn us off. Probably in about a couple of minutes' time. So big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow morning, do it carefully, because I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Fast.
watching you, flashing me that smile, and when you walk my way, doing it with style. Oh baby, seeing you just one more time lets me know everything is so fine. What do you want to do?